ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור יהיה ללא נשמת האש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשאל לוי. רוח השם תנחנו וגן עדן אמן. We're learning בעזר השם פרשת תצווה, and we're already in ערב חג הפורים, and it's almost always every year, which is not מעוברת like this year, almost every year around this time, פרשת תצווה falls around the Purim time. And there are many remezin in the parasha, like you see, Baal HaTorim tells us right at the beginning, said, Ve'ata tesavet ben Israel, Baal HaTorim says, so if you pay attention here, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned the whole parasha. You don't even see Moshe's name, not even once in the parasha. Why is it like this? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ba'avon ha'egel, Ve'ata im tesah hatatam, Ve'im ayin mecheni nam sifrecha asher katabta. If you're going to forgive Am Israel about Avon ha'egel, and name atom. If not, erase my name from your book. I don't want my name to be mentioned. And Hashem told him, the Baal Turim says, the Gemara Masechet Makot says, Kelelat Hakam afilo al tnai hiba. Whenever Talmid Hakam gives a Kelala, even though Moshe Rabbeinu here, he gave the Kelala, erase my name from Sefer Torah if you're not going to forgive to Am Israel. But since that at the end, the Pasuk said, Beinahim Adonai al hara'a ashid ber li'asot li'amo. בכל זאת, since that came out of the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu to erase his name, Hashem here did erase his name. Why דווקא from פרשת תצווה? There are many רמזים, I don't want to get into all of them, but we'll get to give you only a few. A simple understanding, because the Pasuk said, next week פרשת קיצה, over there Moshe Rabbeinu said, מחני נא מספריך אשר כתבת. And every פרשה, it's called ספר, like בן איש חי explains also in עוד יוסף חי, he says, Ben Ishai has his own pirush. He says, "Msifrecha, atkrim msifrecha, ela msifer chaf." Sifer chaf. Every parasha is called sifer, and parasha number 20. Which parasha is number 20? That's our parasha, parashat Tetzaveh. Therefore, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Mechanina msifer chaf asher katabta. Sifer chaf. This is parashat Tetzaveh. Therefore, he erased his name from parashat Tetzaveh. But there are simple understanding, as I said, Mustafa Ashir Katabta. Katabta Lashon Abar, past tense. What's the parasha that was written before Parashat Kitsa? Parashat Tetzaveh. Therefore, Hashem raised Moshe's name from Parashat Tetzaveh. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what he said. There are also many other Pirushim said, Mehanina Mustafa Ashir Katabta. What's Ashir Gimatria? Asher Shin 300, Resh is 200, it's 500, 501. Asher is Gematria 501. Parashat Tetzaveh is also Gematria exactly 501. Tetzaveh is 501, so Asher Katabta, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked for. Therefore, Hashem did erase his name from Parashat Tetzaveh. There are other Pirushim that you have here, the Pardes Yosef. He tells us here the Pardes Yosef right at the beginning, Ot Aleph. It says, Moshe daha lemalach Michael. Shneemar im ein panecha holechim al ta'alenu mze. It means in Parashat Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered Moshe Rabbeinu, Hene malachi yelech lefanecha. Hene anuchi sholeach malach lefanecha lishmorcha bedarech, velehabi acha lemakom asher achinoti. Hashem wanted to send malach Michael with Am Israel. He said, malach Michael, he's going to walk with Am Israel to lead them the way. Moshe Rabbeinu refused. He said, we don't want Michael. We want you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If im ein panecha holechim, al ta'alenu mze. If you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, by yourself, you're not going to walk with us, we don't want to leave Mitzrayim. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, no, Adonai holech lefnehem yomam be'amud anan al-chotam ad-derech v'lala b'amud ashlayir lahim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was walking kibyakol with them. He was leading the way for Am Israel. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, we don't want Michael, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Hashem holech lefnehem yomam. So therefore, this week's parasha, how many psukim you have this week's parasha? You have to look at the end of every parasha. Baal HaSemanim, he tells us, you have 101 pirushim, 101 psukim. Michael's Gematria 101. Therefore, since that Moshe Rabbeinu, he pushed away Michael, he doesn't want Michael. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Michael. This week's parasha, that Michael's name, Kibyachol, is mentioned ברמז, how they have one on one פסוקים. משה רבנו's name is not mentioned. Why? Because מיכאל, there's tension between מיכאל and משה רבנו. מיכאל is here, משה, I don't want him. If מיכאל is not here, then משה is here. That's what he tells us here. משה דחה למלאך מיכאל, שנאמר, אם אין פניך הולכים, מה תעלינו מזה? נמצא שבמקום שהיה משה, לא היה תקומה למיכאל. Anywhere, משה רבנו is around, מיכאל, we don't want him here. ולכן פרשת תסווה שלא הוזכר שם משה, יהיה וואן וואן פסוקים, יש קוף א' פסוקים, גימטריה מיכאל. That's what he tells us over here. As I said, so many פירושים also. Also they give that even though משה's name is not mentioned in the פרשה, but he is hinted in the פרשה. I don't mean hinted from the word ואתה תסווה, obviously referring to משה רבנו. I mean something else. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is hinted in the parasha. How? So if you spell out the word Moshe, how do you spell Moshe? Mem, Shin, He. The Mem, spell it out, Mem, Mem. Now Shin, Shin, Yud, Nun. He, He, Aleph. Now if you take the milui of the word Moshe, that means take out the, spell out the word Moshe, Mem, Mem, Shin, Yud, Nun, He, Aleph, and take out from them the word Moshe, Mem, Shin, He. What's left? You have from the Mem, you have Mem, which is 40. From the Shin, you have Yud and Nun, which is 60 plus 40 is 100. And He Aleph, you have the Aleph, that's 101. Therefore, Moshe's name is hinted in this week's parasha. You have the Melui of Moshe is 101. That's the number of the Pesukim that we have in this week's parasha. That's what he told us. Why? Because even though Moshe Rabbeinu, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Mechaninam sefrecha asher katabta," but really, why Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it? He's doing it for himself. Only Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it only for the benefit of Am Yisrael. Therefore, it's not fair that Moshe's name not to be mentioned in this week's parasha. Therefore, Moshe's name is hinted in this week's parasha by the number of the pesukim that we have in the parasha. Furthermore, I saw in Maran Achida, he tells us in Sefer Chumat Anach, he says here, Amru Hazal sheparasha zu don't zkar shemo shel Moshe, mishum shamar mechaninam sefrecha asher katabta. But he said, אפשר דיען דמשה רבנו עליו שלום מסר את עצמו להצלת ישראל והפלי לעשות בעידן רתחה. לכן דיבורו נתקיים איזה דבר שלא נזכר שמו פרשה זו, וגם זה המעט לכבוד משה רבנו נאמרה פרשה זו בלשון הזה ואתה תסווה. He said, it doesn't make sense that because משה רבנו, he saw הקדוש ברוך הוא angry at עם ישראל, ועתה נחלי ויחרפי בהם ואכלם. But he wants to destroy them. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, we read yesterday, Ta'anit Esther, he said that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was praying for Am Yisrael. He's the one who was praying for Am Yisrael. And Vayhal Moshe t'pnei Hashem, and Udama Hashem, Yichare Apecha Be'amecha, until Hashem told him, no problem, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'nachim Adonai Al Hara'a, Shedber La'asot Le'amo. So Moshe was praying, Be'adan Retcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, leave me alone, let me destroy them. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he praying for Am Yisrael. Because of this, he's going to be punished. His name not to be mentioned in the parasha. I said no. Al kain nira dezot ha-parasha, our parasha, parashat Tetzaveh, hi siyum parashat Terumah. Ve'en ha-parasha b'fnei atzma. Ela hi mechuberet im parashat Terumah. This week's parasha, parashat Tetzaveh, it's really half of parashat Terumah. There's no such a parasha called parashat Tetzaveh. We have Parashat Terumah. Sometimes we read Parashat Terumah and Tesaveh together. That means we read Parashat, complete Parashat Terumah we read. Sometimes, like this year, last week we read Parashat Terumah, half of Parashat Terumah. Now, this week, we're reading the other half of Parashat Terumah. That means Terumah and Tesaveh, they go together. Both of them, they're called Parashat Terumah. Ukbar Nizkar Kama Zimne, Shemu Hatob, Parashat Terumah. That's what he wants to say. Maran Nachida, that Parashat Terumah and Tesaveh, they're called one parasha. And in Parashat, actual, what we call Parashat Terumah, Moshe's name is mentioned many times. So, also in Parashat Tesaveh, that's a completion of Parashat Terumah. So, his name is already mentioned. So, what do you want? So, why he come up with this idea, Maran Nachida? Why would we say that Parashat Tesaveh is part, second half of Parashat Terumah? Why would it be like this? He said, "Ve'al pizeh efshar liyashib hakira gedola." So with this, he could answer a big question that Farshim they ask. "Ki amru Hazal be Zohar Kadosh u'bin Drashim." He He says, Zohar tells us, he said, how many parashiyot you have in the Torah, the whole Hamsha Hamsha Torah? Zohar said, you have 53 parashiyot. Gan na'ul ahoti khala. Gan, 53. 53 parashiyot you have in the Torah. Can I remember a long time ago when we had our Sefer Torah, Hakhnasa Sefer Torah, we're auctioning the parashiyot, anyone who wants parashiyot, so they wants to donate a parasha. So we had Zohar HaKadosh, 53 parashiyot. So 53, we have 53 parashiyot only. At the end, we're spelling them out, or writing them out, parasha after parasha, we have 54 now. How's that? So I told them, we have another chance to collect more money. Now we have one more parasha. Yeah. But whatever it is, that's the problem here. Zohar HaKadosh says you have 53 parashiyot only. But if you count them, you have 54 parashiyot. How's it going to be? והרב ערב הקדיש מהרם זקות הוקשה לו דהם נונדד פרשיות. כן? ותראה, פרשת וזאת ברכה דל מהכה, דנקראת בשמחת תורה, ועל רוב הוא בחול. והנה כשהפרשיות שנקראות בשבתות. So he said someday when I say that פרשת וזאת ברכה, it's not included in the 53 פרשיות. Why? Because 53 Zohar is referring to the פרשיות that you read on Shabbat. 53 פרשיות we read on Shabbat. Parashat Vezot Bracha has no connection to Shabbat whatsoever. When do we read Parashat Vezot Bracha? Simchat Torah. Sometimes Simchat Torah falls on Shabbat, yeah. But why we read Parashat Vezot Bracha? Not because of Shabbat, because of Simchat Torah. So the Zohar referring to the Parashiyot, 53 Parashiyot we have that we read on Shabbat. That's what some Farshim don't want to say. Haida said, Velo rivasim onenu baze, venu ta'am maspik. Said, bottom line, I don't care when do you read it, Shabbat, Simchat Torah, it's 54 Parashiyot. How is it like this? אומנם לפי האמור, דה לכבוד משה רבנו עליו שלום, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא דה פרשת תצווה, תהיה נחשבת סיום של פרשת תרומה. אז והנו דה אמרו חזל, שהם 53 פרשיות. תרומה וצווה נחשבות כאחת. That's what he wants to say here. That משה רבנו, since that all what משה did, it was only for the benefit of עם ישראל, it's not fair that his name not to be mentioned in this week's parasha. Therefore, he suggests that this week's parasha is continuation of last week's parasha. And last week's parasha, משה's name is mentioned many times. So as if משה's name is mentioned also in this week's parasha. So whatever it is, we see that משה's name is mentioned in this week's parasha, whether ברמז or במילוי של השם שלו. So whatever it is, משה's name is mentioned. Same thing we have by מגילת אסתר. I'm going to tell us now the Purim, this coming Sunday, בעזרת השם. So the מגילת אסתר, everyone asks, how come מגילת אסתר, השם's name is not mentioned not even once? There's no Hashem's name in the Megillah. Why not? So since that, Gaon Mevina also said that Parashat Tesaveh, we almost always we read it around the time of Purim. Therefore, same way by Moshe's name is not mentioned in this week's Parashat, also Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. But nevertheless, we said Moshe's name is mentioned in the Parashat, Beremez, Bedrasha. Also, Hashem's name is also mentioned in the Megillah. Other than what the Hakim tell us, anywhere it says in the Megillah, it says Hamelech, Balayla hu nadida shinat Hamelech, many times. Anytime it says the word Hamelech, it doesn't say Hamelech HaHashverosh. If it says only Hamelech, that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem's name is mentioned. But not Yudke Vavke that we know, that Hamelech. But there are also the different Remazim also that they say, Sefer Manot Levi brings down, he said Hashem's name is hinted in Sofei Tevot. How hinted in Sofei Tevot? Say Haman, when he put the Gezerah on Am Israel, Chas v'Shalom, to destroy Am Israel, Chas v'Shalom, what did he say? V'chol zeh enenu shoveh li b'chol ayet asher ani roeh et Mordechai Yehudi yoshev b'sha'ar ha-melech. He wanted to kill Mordechai, and they told him that Mordechai belongs to Am Israel, so he wanted to destroy all Am Israel. But what he said, וכל זה איננו שווה לי. ספר מנות הלוי, רבי שמעון קבץ, he says, said, if you take סופי תיבות, וכל זה איננו שווה לי, סופי תיבות, you get יוד כבבקה. However, he said, the יוד כבבקה is not mentioned יוד and then כה, then וב, then כה, flipped order. He said, that shows on דינים, חס ושלום. Why? He says, because at that time, when Haman he made the gezerah on Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael did not do teshuvah yet. So there was kibyachol ka'as, and middat din hayta metuha al Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem's name is mentioned in Sofei Tevot and flipped order to show that there was dinim on Am Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to send Haman to bring such a bad gezerah on Am Yisrael if we were good people. Ela, obviously, Am Yisrael, they weren't good. They didn't listen to Mordechai. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote that gezerah. So really, Am Yisrael, that din was meant to hound them. Therefore, Hashem's name was hinted, Sofei Tevot, flipped order. But there is also, after they did teshuvah, Am Yisrael, when Esther went to the house of Ahasuerus, what did she say? She went to him and she said, "Yabo Hamelech veHaman hayom elam mishtei asher asiti lo." So if you take Rashi Tevot over here, "Yabo Hamelech veHaman hayom," Rashi Tevot Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now it's Rashi Tevot, not Sofei Tevot, and it's right order. Why? Because Am Yisrael did teshuvah. When Esther, she went inside the house of Ahasuerus, after she asked Bnei Israel, "V'tzumu alai, ve'al tochilu, ve'al tshtu, shloshet hayamim lalei v'yom," obviously, Am Yisrael did teshuvah. Now, Hashem's name is not mentioned Sofei Tevot, mentioned Rashi Tevot. It's not mentioned flipped order, which shows on dinim, mentioned Yud Kei Vav Kei. To show that now there's Medat Rahamim in Am Yisrael, and Hashem says, before Haman's going to come, I'm going to bring Refu'ah l'Makkah. Esther already became the queen to Ahasuerus, and she went inside. And we have the Gemara tells us in Masechet Megillah, the Gemara says over there that when Esther, she went inside the palace of Ahasuerus, she said, "Eli, Eli, lama azabtani, rahok mishu'ati dibrei sha'agati." So the Gemara here in Masechet Megillah, daf tedvav amud bet, brings here the pasuk and explains them, "Amar bi Levi, kivan shehgi'a Esther, when she reached the Beit HaTzilamim, when she entered the house of Ahasuerus, as all Abudah Zara over there, Nistalka himena Shekhinah. Shekhinah left her. As Amra, "Eli, Eli, lama azabtani? Why do you leave me? Shemei atadan al shogeg ki mizid ve'al ones ki ratzon? Why you left me, Rabbanu shel Olam? Are you going to judge me that now I'm going to the house of Ahasuerus? Are you going to judge me like I'm doing it berason, willingly? I want to do the Abira with Ahasuerus, Hasbe Shalom. I'm doing it be honest, only for the benefit of Am Yisrael. So why you left me, Rabbanu shel Olam?" Until she said that, "Hoshi'ini pi Aryeh mekarneim aritani," as be'ota sha'a, ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu higbi'a hatzavara, v'cholein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with her. So that's what Shekhinah came back again, but in the beginning, the Shekhinah left her. Why? Because when she entered the house of Ahasuerus, all was full of Abudah Zara. So she told, "Shemei tadan shogeg ki mizid. Am I doing that Abira with Ahasuerus b'mizid? I'm doing it only b'anusa. I have no choice. Mordechai sent me. I have to go over there." Therefore, that's what she told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Eli, Eli, lama azabtani." We have... Hachin, they tell us that we haven't brought down Yilkut Shimoni. So it says here in Yilkut Shimoni, in Tehillim, Perek Kaf Bet, Siman Taf Resh Pehe, so Dabar Acher, "Eli, Eli, Lama Azabtani, Eli Bayam, Eli Besinai, Ba'azabtani." You are, Rabban Shalom, you are our God when we crossed Yamsuf. And you were our God when we accepted the Torah, and now you're leaving me? That means at the time that we're going now by Kriat Yamsuf, everyone Ze Eli Ve'enveho. Everyone said Ze Eli Ve'enveho. Eli, this Eli, Lama Azabtani. Also by Matan Torah, also Hachim, the tell us that Am Yisrael kibechol they saw the Shekhinah over there. Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to open up all Shebaa Rekeim, and they saw kibechol the Shekhinah. So you were our God over there, now you left me. Simple understanding of this midrash could be that we have also similar Yilkut Shimoni. It tells us in Parashat Beshalach about Kriat Yamsuf. It says here in Parashat Beshalach Siman Resh Lamed Heh, דבר אחר, והמים להם חומה ממינם ומסם עולם. What does mean המים להם חומה? The water was כביכול like a wall for עם ישראל from right and left. שירד מלאך סמכמם ואמר לפניו, רבנו של העולם, לא עבדו ישראל עבודה זרה במצרים, ואתה עושה להם ניסים? Didn't they do עבודה זרה במצרים, עם ישראל? They were worshiping עבודה זרה. אז הוא אומר, אוהן סי אלוהים לבוא לקחת לו גוי מקרב גוי. מה אלו עובדי עבודה זרה? Same thing, עם ישראל, they were also עובדי עבודה זרה. Until it was so hard for them to leave that עבודה זרה. שהם תודם, מי שיחו, קחו לכם סונם שפיחותיכם, ושחטו בפסח. Let go of bringing קורבנות for עבודה זרה, חס ושלום. And now from now on, bring קורבנות ושחטו בפסח, to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Bring קורבן to הקדוש ברוך הוא now. So it was so hard for them. ולא שמעו אל משה. Why? Because they were so much addicted with the עבודה זרה. So you see that מלאך סמכמם told הקדוש ברוך הוא, they're doing a lot of עבודה זרה למצרים. And the Egyptians, you're drowning them in the water. And עם ישראל, you want to save them? How could that be? והיה משמיע קולו לשרו של ים. והתמלא עליהם חימה. ובקש לטובען. Therefore, one of the times said, והמים להם חומה, certain without valve, as if it says, והמים להם חימה. The water were angry at Am Israel. Almost they want to fall on Am Israel and drown Am Israel as well. Miyad, Hashib lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Hashem, he answered the Malach Samechmeim, Shote Sheba Olam. Said, how dare you are to say like this about Am Israel? V'chi ledatam abaduha. V'halo lo abaduha, ela metoch tiruf da'at v'sh'abud. V'yata dan shugeg kimizid v'ones kiratzon. So how did they worship Abu Dazara and Misraim? They had no choice. The Misraim, they were forcing them and they were making them work hard. And they had no choice. They worshipped it. So you're judging them as if they worshipped Abu Dazara Biratzon? Did they do it willingly? Let's be honest. They were anusim to do it. Therefore, you cannot judge them like this. Kivan Shema Sar Shiryam. אותה חימה שנתמלה על ישראל, החזירה על המצרים. שנאמר, וישו המים וחסו את הרכב ואת הפרשים לכל חיל פרעה, באים אחריהם בים. ששבו מישראל על מצרים. Same anger that the שרו של ים, he had on עם ישראל to drown them, flipped to the מצרים, and the מצרים they drowned in the water. That's what it says here in the Yalkut Shemoni. So this you could understand, simple understanding what Yalkut Shemoni says, and what we said from פרק תהלים, אלי בים, ועזבתני. That means here Esther, when she went inside the palace of Ahasuerus, Shechina left her. So Esther, כביכול, she was telling הקדוש ברוך הוא, רבונו של העולם, you had the same idea when עם ישראל crossing קריעת ים סוף. Why? Because מלאך סמכמם over there, he wanted to drown עם ישראל. And you yourself, רבונו של העולם, you answered מלאך סמכמם, that how could you judge עם ישראל? They were אנוסים. So here Esther, she told the קדוש ברוך הוא, I was also אנוסה. Am I doing it willingly? I'm going to Ahasuerus. I'm doing it, I was אנוסה. Only I want to save עם ישראל. Therefore, same idea that you used בים, you have to use over here, and you عزبتني, you left me. You have to help me here. Therefore, that's what Esther was praying for. That's a simple understanding we could explain. However, we have here the Gemara, Masechet Megillah, Daf Tedvav, Amud Aleph. And Amud Aleph here, the Gemara says that Esther, she told Mordechai, when he asked her to go inside the palace of Ahasuerus, she told him, listen, I wasn't asked to come in front of him for already for the past 30 days. I wasn't asked to come. And everyone knows that if anyone, that if someone's going to enter the palace without invitation, the king would kill him. How come you're asking me to go over there? And she told him, Mordechai told her, it's not the time now to do, you know, these calculations. Now it's sakana for Am Israel. You have to go inside over there. And even though you're putting yourself into sakana, you have to do it. Why? Because it's a sakana for Am Israel. You have to go for it. Then she told him, okay, no problem. You should tell Lech, Kinos, Kol Yehudim, Nunsayim, Beshushan. V'tzumu alai, v'al tochilu, v'al tshtu, shloshet yayim, laila v'yom. Gam ani v'na'arotai atzum ken. Everyone should fast for 3 continuous days. ובכן אבו אל המלך אשר לא חדעת, וכאשר עבדתי, עבדתי. And with this, I could enter the palace of Ahasuerus, even though אשר לא חדעת, I wasn't invited for it, וכאשר עבדתי, עבדתי. So what does mean אשר לא חדעת? The Gemara tells us over here, אמר בי אבא שלא חדעת, what does mean שלא חדעת? שבכל יום ויום, עד עכשיו, באונס, ועכשיו ברצון. Said, every day that when Ahasuerus used to call after me, I was Anusa to go to Ahasuerus. And Anusa, she's Anusa, she's not hayabat mita for it, there's no sur for it. She's not hayabat for it. The king, otherwise the king is going to kill her. So therefore, and Esther, why Esther, that one of the reasons Rashi tells us on the Megillah, in Esther Megillat Mole Tahvit Amma, Kashi Sava Aliya Mordechai. Why Esther would not reveal her nation? Rashi tells us on the spot, also from the Gemara, that she wanted Ahasuerus to say about her that she is not from Hashub family. Next, we don't want this girl, bring someone else. So she was doing everything possible not to go to Ahasuerus, but Hashem wanted that Ahasuerus, he saw her, but he said, no set hen be'ene kol ro'eha. He saw her and he chose her, even though she did not reveal her nation. And Esther Megillat Mole Tahvit Amma, bechol zot, Ahasuerus, he wanted her. So she was anusa. She did all what she could not to go to Ahasuerus, not to marry Ahasuerus, but bechol zot, Ahasuerus picked her. And he married her. So she has no choice. So until now, she was Anusa. But now you're sending me, you are Mordechai, you're sending me willingly, I have to go to Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus did not call after me. Now I'm doing it beratzon. This time I'm doing it beratzon. Asher lo chadat. This is not according to the halakha. How do you want me to do like this? V'cha asher abadati abati. Keshem she'abadati mbet abba kach obad mecha. So what does mean? Rashi tells us over here, שעד עכשיו נבעלתי באונס, ועכשיו מכאן ואילך מדעתי. You sending me over there to the house of Ahasuerus without him calling after me? So now I'm doing it ברצון. וכאשר עבדתי, עבדתי, עבדתי ממך ואסורה אני לך. דאשת ישראל שנאנסה מותרת לבעלה, אבל ברצון אסורה לבעלה. Why? Because we all know that Esther, she was married to Mordechai also. Esther, she was married to Mordechai. Mota avi avi ma lekaha Mordechai lo lebat. Hachim, the Gemara and Rashi also tells us, atkhre lebat ela lebait. She was Mordechai's wife. That was Esther Malka. She was Mordechai's wife. So now, if you're sending me to Ahasuerus, until now, I was Anusa. And Eshet Israel, she's allowed to stay with her husband. But now that you're sending me willingly, beratzon, I'm going to Ahasuerus, now I'm gonna be needed to be divorced from you. Why? Because I'm not allowed to be with you anymore. Why? Because you're sending me beratzon, I'm doing it beratzon now. Beratzon, I'm gonna be asur for you. Kasher abati in bet abba, also I'm gonna be abuda from you as well. That's what she told him. But you see from here, from the Gemara, that now the time that she's going Esther to Ahasuerus, she called it here beratzon. Now I'm doing it beratzon. Kasher abatim bet abba ubat gam kawai, because now I'm doing it beratzon. I just told you before in Amud Bet, the same page, the Gemara tells us the Tvav Amud Bet, that when she entered the palace of Ahasuerus, Shechina left her, Eli lama'azabtani, she started to complain, are you judging ones kiratzon? Am I doing it beratzon? Yeah, she just said, yeah, she's doing it beratzon. She just told Mordechai that now I'm going beratzon to the house of Ahasuerus, I'm going to be a surah for you. And if the Amud Beit, the Gemara said that she's doing it be'ones, even at the time that she went to Ahasuerus, without Ahasuerus calling her, she called it be'ones. Why? Because she told him, Eli, Eli, lama azabtani? Are you judging Shogei Kemezid? I'm doing it here, ones kiratzon. Am I doing it beratzon over here? I'm doing it be'shogeg. Be honest. Why, if you call that honest, how come she's going to be a surah for Mordechai? So the Chaurah, these two Gemarot contradict themselves. Amud Aleph, the Gemara said that she's doing it berason. Kasher abati from Bet Abba, but also Mcha. Why am I going to be a surah for you, Mordechai? Because now I'm doing it berason. Amud Beit, about this, referring to the same time that she went to Ahasuerus. The Gemara said, are you judging me like I'm doing it Beratzon? I'm doing it Be'ones. Decide, I'm doing it Be'ones or Beratzon? Chavra, something's wrong over here. So I saw here, there are many Pirushim that speak about it. I saw here in the Sefer Shemen Rosh on Purim, he brings down here Daf Shin Lamed, said בתשובות שבות יעקב הוכיח מזה דהא דאנוסה מותרת לבעלה היינו רק כשהיא אנוסה על הבעילה. מה שאין כן כשהאימה היא על גזירה אחרת והיא מתרצית מרצונה הטוב לבעילה משום הצלה, אף אגב דשפיר עבדה להצלתה והצלת רבים ומקרה אנוסה לעניין זה דלא מענשה עליה כיוון שעשתה לשמה כמו יעל ואסתר, מכל מקום, כיוון דבעילתה הייתה ברצונה נאסרת על בעלה. Here he wants to differentiate, how do you define רצון? אשת איש שנאנסה מותרת לבעלה. How do you define נאנסה אנוסה? Said here, he wants to say, אנוסה that she's allowed to stay with her husband, that's only if she was אנוסה for the actual מעשה. But if she was anusa, if she was she was willing to do the abira with that guy willingly, why? Because she had in mind that after the ma'aseh she's gonna do something, she's gonna have hen in his eye and do something like what Esther did. She went willingly to a house of Ahasuerus, but why did she go over there? She's doing it because her pleasure. Hasav shalom. She's not doing it for her pleasure. Only she wants to save Am Yisrael. So she did completely 100% everything 100% right what she did, but nevertheless, since that she's doing it beratzon, she's called asura lebada. So on one hand, it's called anusa. Why? Because she's doing it. There's pressure on her to save klal am Israel. Just also what he brings down here also from Ya'el also, Ya'el teburach min nashim Ya'el eshet heber kini. That also that she killed Sisera, how she killed him. Ma'im sha'al halab natana b'sefer adirim mukriba hima. What she did to him? She did the avira with him. After he was tired and she made him drunk, she chopped off his head and she killed him and she saved Am Israel. And it means the person might say, listen, she did avira with Sisera. She's hayvet mita. The pasuk said tiburach min nashim ya'il. The pasuk is blessing her. She did something 100% right. She saved Am Israel. But nevertheless, since that she did it beratzon, even though it's called be'onis somehow, why? Because she's anuset to do this to save Am Israel. But to be allowed to stay with her husband, she's not allowed to stay with her husband. That's what here, what he wants to say over here. This is the anyan here about Esther Malka, that even though she went now to the house of Ahasuerus willingly, she did 100% right. And she that's what she was supposed to do. Mordechai sent her to do this. Nevertheless, she's going to be a sur for Mordechai. Why? Because if Ahasuerus is going to touch her when she goes to him, she's going to be a sur for Mordechai. Let's hear what the Gemara said. Are you judging me honest be ratzon? Honest like ratzon? Am I doing it willingly? Even though, yes, she did it willingly, but this still she's called sort of anusa because she was saving Am Israel. That's here one pirush that he told us. But we told you once, we could explain a different way. We have Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh tells us in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, in Ra'aya Mehemna, Daf Resh Ayin Vav Amud Alef. This Zohar brings it, many Mefarshim bring this Zohar, also Ben Shai, Ben Yehoyada, on this Gemara, few places in Masechet Megillah, Ben Shai, he quotes that Zohar, and said, כמו שאמר בזוהר הקדוש, רבנו אריזל, said a few places to bring they bring that Zohar. What does it say in the Zohar? It says over here, begin da Esther lishna de satra'a. Esther, what's the word of Esther? The word of Esther teaches on something which is hidden. Esther, something mustar, which is hidden. Ata seter li, shechinta astirat lah me Ahasuerus. The shechina, she hid Esther from Ahasuerus. ויהיב לה שידה באתרה. And the שכינה, הקדוש ברוך הוא, that means in different ways, he sent a שידה, but a shade, he sent a shade in the image of Esther, That Chida, she went with the Ahasuerus, and Ahasuerus, all the time that he was thinking that he was with Esther, he was never with Esther. All the times he was with whom? With the Chida that she sent. ויתהדרת היא בדרועיה דמרדכי. And Esther, she was returned to the house of Mordechai. Ahasuerus never touched her. That's what the Zohar says over here. ומרדכי דהווה ידע שמה מפרש ושבעין לשון, מרדכי that he used to know שם מפורש in all 70 languages, עבד כל דה בחוכמתה. He did all this with his שמות הקודש that he had. So they made sure that Esther also she had Ruach HaKodesh. So she sent Sheda instead of her to Ahasuerus. That's what it says here in the Zohar HaKadosh. And as I said, many Farshim they quote the Zohar. That means here that big Hadush over here, now the Zohar is telling us that Esther was never with Ahasuerus. So the all these Gemarot and they were saying, Kasher Abati Abati, what do you mean Kasher Abati? She was never over there. What do you mean Kasher Abati Abati? So here the Farshim they try to explain that we have also Gemara and Masechet Sanhedrin. I have Gemara, we told it to you a few times. The Gemara tells us a story over here, Masechet Sanhedrin, the Fsemech Zain Amud Beit. The Gemara is talking about all many kshafim, all many things, all kind of things that people could do with the magic. So the Gemara tells a story, Ze'iri, one of the Hakamim, ikla' le Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. He went to Alexandria in Egypt. He was traveling from place to place. He went over there. Zaban Hamra. He needed to buy a donkey to ride on it, to take him from place to place. So he went to the donkey market, I don't know where, and he bought a donkey. He paid top dollar for it. Everything was fine. Kimata leshkuyeh maya, the donkey on the way, Zairi, he wanted to let the donkey drink a lot of water. Why? Because now they have to travel far. So he wants to prepare him. So instead of filling up today, we don't have donkey. We have cars. You have to fill up gas. Here, they have to fill up water the donkey. So he went to fill up the donkey. But the problem is that the donkey, he took him next to the river to drink. Vekam gamla duskanita. Miyat pachar. Vekam gamla duskanita. Shuada. Rashi says, Namas am chashifut. כל מלא מחשפות נבדקין על המים חיים ונמוחים. אז קם גמלה דסקוניתה נעשה החמור דף של גשר. שעשו מתחלה את הדף חמור. And now when he went over there, to flip it back. That means here, Zairi, he thought that he bought a donkey, but wasn't a donkey. It was a piece of wood, it was a beam. A piece of wood it was. And they did from that piece of beam, they made the kshafim with it. They made that piece of beam. It looks like a donkey, and it was walking. A donkey was riding on top of it, Zairi. Okay? But the Gemara says over here, Rashi tells us, said all kind of kshafim could be checked. How? On the water. If there is kshafim, you bring it next to the water. Say Maim Hayim. There's no kshafim over there. So therefore, when Zairi took the donkey next to the water to make him drink, the moment the donkey, he touched the water, he turned back into a beam. So that's what happened over here. So now the story is not over. So he went back, he wants a refund. So he sold me a donkey, or sold me a beam over here. So he wants a refund. He amrule, he loved Zairi at, la hava mehadrin allah. Said, if it wasn't that you are big Talmid Hakam and you are Zairi, we would never give you money back. Why? So, Mi'ika dezabin midde hacha vela badik lehamaya. Is there any normal person in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, the place of Kshafim? Mitzrayim, it was known with Kshafim. Anyone over here in this area would buy anything from anyone without checking it next to the water? It was your fault. You didn't check it at the time of sale. You didn't check it next to the water. So you bought it as is. No warranty. But because you are big Talmid Hakam, you are Zairi, therefore, we're willing to give you money back. That's what it says in the Gemara. Ibn Shai explains it. I don't understand. If they told him that you are Zairi and you are Talmid Hakam, that's the only reason why they're giving him his money back. How come they tricked him in the first place? Why they sold him if they know that he's Zairi? ויעשה זה לבני הוא ידע, זה קשה. אם כן, דהו אדם חשוב אצלם, איך רימו אותו מעקרה? Why did you trick them in the beginning? ונראה לי הדברים הללו, אנשי הממשלה אמרו לזעירי, ולא מוכרים. כי היה אדם חשוב אצל אנשי ממשלה, והלך לקבול אצל ממשלה על המוכרים. והם הוציאו מעותיו מיד המוכרים ונתנו לו. ואמרו לו, אילב דזעיריית, לא היינו חושים לטביעה שלך, ולא היינו מטפלים להחזיר לך מעותך. כי פשעת בעצמך שלא בדקת במים. He says here, said really, these words that they told him, if it wasn't that you are Zairi, would have never give you your money back, not the seller told him this sentence. The seller, he went to him and said, I want my money back. So no way. Who's going to buy over here without checking it? So he bought it as is, no refund. So he went to the government, he went to the judge, Zairi, he was well known over there. He went and he asked him, listen, this guy tricked me. Then the government, they told him, if it wasn't that you are a Hashub guy, would never give you money. Because you are Zairi, so they went to that guy, the seller, they took the money from him by force and they gave it back to Zairi. That means that not the seller told him that statement. The judge, he told him the sentence. ובחדושי הרמזל כתב, דזעירי רחב על החמור, והוליכו להשקוטו מים בעודו רוכב על החמור. וכשנפשר וחזר להיות עץ, היה צריך לפול במים. ונעשה לו נס ונצול, עין שם. So he says here, the different פירוש he wants to say, that זעירי, he was riding the donkey. And Mustama, when he went next to the river to make the donkey drink, he was riding on top of it. And at that moment, the Gemara said, the moment that the donkey touched the water, he turned back into beam. That means Zairi, who was riding the donkey, was supposed to fall. And he didn't fall. A miracle happened, he didn't fall. So the seller, they saw him, that a miracle happened to him, now they got scared from him. ולפי זה יש לומר, המוכרים בעצמם אמרו לו כן. אחר שראו שנעשה לו נס גדול כזה שלא נפל למים, אז נתכבד בעיניהם. וכך החזירו לו מעותיו. So in the beginning, they thought him it was a regular guy. Regular guy would never give you a refund. But now that we saw a big miracle happen to you, that shows that you are really a big guy, a really hashub guy. And now we're scared, maybe you're going to curse us, maybe you're going to do something to us. Therefore, they saw that they had no choice, they gave him his money back. But otherwise, no money back. That's what it says here about the Gemara, about any kind of kshafim could be checked out by the water. Maim Hayim could check any type of ukshafim. There's also the explained with this also, with the, what's his name, Laban. When Eliezer, he came to Laban to ask for Ribka, and said, "Vehne omed ala gimalim ala ayin." He saw him that omed ala gimalim ala ayin. So he said, why he's doing, he thought that it was Mechashef. Maybe probably Eliezer was Mechashef. Ela, but he said, no, omed ala gimalim ala ayin. On top of the water, he was doing kshafim. On top of the water, that cannot be kshafim. So that, therefore, he told him, "Bo beruch Hashem." Now I know that you are beruch Hashem, not doing it b'kshafim. If it was kshafim, any type of kshafim, it would melt by the water. But you, that I see you doing kshafim on top of the water, that cannot be kshafim. That's for sure. Shemot HaKodesh. Now you are baruch. Therefore, Laban told him, "Bo beruch Hashem. Lama ta'amod b'chus? Ve'anochi peniti abayit makon agamanin." Come in. Welcome. So that's what they explain over there. Any type of kshafim could be checked out by the water. Now, we see here also in the Gemara, the Gemara tells us over here in Masechet Megillah, that really Esther HaMalka, any time that she used to finish with Ahashverosh, she used to go to the mikveh, then go back to Mordechai. את הגמרת הזה עשינו מסכת מגלה דף י"ג על עמוד ב' ואת מאמר מרדכי אסתר עושה כאשר הייתה באומנה אתו. What does it mean? It means that she was מראה דם לחכמים and she הייתה טובלת מחיקו של אחשוורוש ושוכבת מחיקו של מרדכי. It means after she used to finish with אחשוורוש she used to go to the mikveh and come back to מרדכי. למפרשים לי אסתר said what kind of mikveh that she needs between Ahashverosh and Mordechai, why does she have to go to the mikveh? Every time she has to go to the mikveh, what happened here? And Farshim said, no, Mordechai, after we saw Zohar HaKadosh, he saw that Esther never went to Ahashverosh. all the time she used to send shid instead of her to go to Ahasuerus. How are we gonna check if that shid is a really shid or that's legit? How are we gonna check? By water. So here, Mordechai was scared. Maybe the same way she was sending Shida to Ahasuerus, maybe she's sending Shida to Mordechai also. So he said, listen, we have to check. Therefore, he said, he has to go to, next to the water. Any type of kshafim, if she was Shida on the water, we're going to see that she's not Esther. Therefore, that she used to go to the next to the water. And now we see that nothing happened. For sure, she's Esther. Now she used to come back to Mordechai Yehudi. That's how they explain it. And they see all these things that Esther, there's also what to say about it. We don't have time to speak more about it. But this is the Anyan Hakim. They tell us Esther, even though she went now willingly to the house of Ahasuerus, Farshim will speak about it also more, said until now she was going to Ahasuerus at night. And at night she's able to send Shid. Shida instead of her, she was able to send. But now that Mordechai was sending her during the daytime, you have to go to Ahasuerus. The daytime, there's also what to speak about it, that during the daytime, it's hard to send Shida. Why? Because you could tell if that person is Shid or not. In many Gemarot, we don't have time to speak about it. But this is the idea. During the daytime, she doesn't have time to... during the daytime, she cannot send Shida instead of her. Why? Because you could find out if that's Shid or... Esther. You could find out during the daytime. At night, it's hard to tell. Therefore, when Mordechai sent after Esther, he told her, you have to go to Ahasuerus. Esther told him, at least let me wait until the night time. So maybe at night, I could send Shida instead of me. And we'll figure it out. We'll see what to do. Then he told him, no, I'll tell him, Ibn Afshaykh. Don't wait until the night time. Why? Because now we have Pekuah Nefesh. You have to go now. But she said, if I'm going to go now, I'm going to be a surah for you now. Well, because I'm going to be Rason now. Now I cannot send Shida. I have to go myself. I'm going to be a surah for you. You have to go now. You have to do whatever you could. So here, that's what Esther said. Kasher abadati abati. Now, until now, I was sending Shida instead of me. But now that you want to send me during the daytime, I have to go by myself. I cannot send Shida anymore. And if that's the case, I'm going to be a surah for you. Bechol zot, Esther HaMalkah, she was willing to do it all for the benefit of Am Yisrael. That's what Hakim will tell us. Esther HaMalkah, she was compared to what? She was compared to Nasih al Ayelet HaShahar, Mizmur Le David. What's Ayelet? She was compared to Ayala. What's Ayala? That's, how do you call it? Ayala. That's the deer's wife. How do you call it? The deer wife. So whatever it is. So that the female deer. Whatever, I'm sure there's a name for it in English, but that's Ayala. So she's called La Masaha Al Ayelet HaShahar, was one of David. Why she's compared to Ayala? Esther HaMalkah was compared to Ayala. Ella, Hakim, they tell us that we have in Madrash Shuhirto, Madrash on Tehillim, on Perek Kaf Beit, that's on Tehillim. Rabbanan Amre, Ayelet HaShahar, why Esther was compared to Ayala? Ayelet HaShahar, Rabbanan Amrei, Zohi Hasidah Shebba Hayot. The Ayelet, she's the righteous of all the Hayot. Why? V'rahameha merubin al baneha. And she has a lot of rahamim, a lot of mercy on her kids. And not only on her kids, on everyone else. She has a lot of Hasidah Shebba Hayot. V'chshesemeot kol ha-hayot, when all the Hayot, they don't have water to drink and there's no rain. Mitkansot eleha. All the hayot, they gather and come to her. Shehen yod'ot shema'aseha hasidim. Kedei shetetlei ineha lamarom. Ve'akadosh baruch hu merahim alehim. They go to her. She's the address. Anytime they need rain, they go to the Ayala. And the Ayala, she has so much mercy on everyone else. So she prays to Akadosh baruch hu and she brings rain. And they know her. Rahamiha merubin abaneha. Said, yod'im shehen ma'aseha hasidim kedeshet le'aniha lemarom kadesh baruch hu merahim alehim. They used to go to her. That Ayala, she was known to pray for all the behemoth or the hayot to bring rain. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Midrash tells us over here. But we have also Gemara. Masechet Baba Batra. The Gemara tells us over there, the Tetzayin Amud Bet. יחולל איילות, בסדר, תהלים, תוצאון ספר איוב, בסדר, חולל איילות תשמור, כן, בסדר, איילה, עוד זה חולל איילות, את הגמרת הזו סבר, איילה זו רחמה צר, the birth canal of the איילה is very tight, so anytime she needs to give birth, the baby cannot fit, cannot fit to come out, so what's going to be, בשעה שקורעת ללדת, הקדוש ברוך הוא says here, says the Gemara, אני מזמין לה דרקון אחד שמקישה בבית הרחם ומתרפא. At the right moment, הקדוש ברוך הוא he sent her a snake, a dragon, a snake, or דרקון אחד, so he sent her a נחש, and he bites her, and until her birth canal stretches out, and that's how the baby comes out. Her baby and the behemoth, the hayat comes out. וילמלא מקדים רגע אחד, או מאחר רגע אחד, מיד מתה. קדוש ברוך הוא, rightly at the exact moment. At the exact moment when she needs it, קדוש ברוך הוא send her that נחש, and he bites her to stretch birth canal, so the baby should come out safely. Because otherwise, he said, she's going to die. Her birth canal is very tight. She cannot leave. So if that's the case, Hakim they say that here they see that the ayala, she has a problem on her own. Anytime she needs to give birth, she prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem send her the nahash, and he bites her. That's the only way for her to give birth. And we saw from the Midrash Shohar Tov that anytime that the hayot, they need rain, what they do? They gather all of them next to the Ayala, and the Ayala prays for them that Hashem should send them water. And Hashem, he listens to her. So the Farshim, they ask, said, what's going to be when the Ayala, she's about to give birth, and all the Hayot, they're gathering next to her, please pray for us. Now, who's she going to pray for? Is she going to pray for herself first, and then she's going to pray for them, or she's going to pray for them, and then she's going to pray for herself? She needs rahamim, and they also need rahamim. Who's she going to pray for? Hakim tell us that the ayala, she's going to forget about her own pain. Rahamiha merubin ala hirim, she's going to pray for others first, then she prays for herself. That's how rahmanut, she has the ayala on others. She prays for others before she prays about herself. So if that's the case, he said, now, the Farshim, they said, that's exactly what David HaMelech tells us in Sefer Tehillim, כאייל תערוג על אפי כמים, כן נפשי תערוג אליך אלוהים. What does it mean, כאייל תערוג על אפי כמים? אייל or איילה? What are we talking about? Are we talking about the deer? Or the female deer? אייל or איילה? It says, כאייל. Okay, no problem, so we're talking about אייל. כאייל תערוג. What's תערוג? Ta'arog, that's a feminine language. The pasuk was supposed to say ki ayal ya'arog ala fi kemaim, or ki ayala ta'arog ala fi kemaim. What's ki ayal ya'arog, ta'arog? Chora doesn't make sense. So it tells us over here. He says umnam hakatub meire be'ayala nekeba. We're talking about the female ayala over here. She is richal laledet ubo bezman ha'olam srichim legishim. At the same time, she needs to pray for herself and she has to pray for others. והייתה צריכה להתפלל במצב כזה בשביל צורכי עצמה, שהשם יתברך יעזור לה שתוכל לעבור חבלי לידה. והיא נעשית כזכר שאין לו חבלי לידה ובקשת עבור אחרים. ולפיכך נאמר, כאייל תערוג על אפיק המים. כשהיא על אפיק המים, that means whenever all the חיות, they need rain, they need water, היא תערוג, שהעולם צריכים למים ואינם מצויים, אף על פי שהייתה צריכה לבקש עבור עצמה, היא שוכחת מצערה והיא מבקשת עבור אחרים. נמצא שמדברים מאיילה, רק שהיא עושה את עצמה כאייל, ומבקשת על אפיקי מים. ועל זה אמר דוד המלך, כן אפשר תערוג אליך אלוהים. So that's what the חכמים tell us, but that's the עניין, when that איילה, she needs to give birth, she has to pray for herself. And all the hayot, they also need to pray for them. She's going to forget about herself. She's going to make believe that she's ayal. She doesn't have to give birth at all. She forgets about her giving birth. Ke ayal ta'arog. We're talking about the female. Therefore, the pasuk said ta'arog, but why it says ki'ayal, not ki'ayala? Because she makes herself like a zakhar, that he does not have hibl al-ilada. She does not need to pray on herself. She forget about her pain, she prays only for others. That's the ayala. That's what Hayra Hakim tell us. Ayalat al-Shahar. Who's that? Esther Malka. Esther Malka was compared to Ayalat al-Shahar to teach us that even though she's going now to the house of Ahashverosh, she's going to be a surah for Mordechai if Ahashverosh is going to touch her. Nevertheless, she went to the house. Why? Because she wanted to save Am Israel. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saw the Mesirut Nefesh at Esther hand. He said, if that's Mesirut Nefesh you have for Klal Am Israel, you like them so much. Even though Am Israel, in the beginning, they didn't take the Gezerah of Haman seriously. Why? The Gemara tells us, said, why in the world would Esther invite Haman to the party that she's making for Ahashverosh? Yabu HaMelech veHaman Hayom. What's Haman going to do over there? What do you want Haman? Ella, Esther, she used to hear that from people that after they heard that Haman made Gezerah, Am Israel to say, we have a hot yesh lanu bebet ha-melech. We have the queen is from us, one of us. Do you think she's going to let Ahashverosh do that gezerah? For sure she's going to talk to Ahashverosh and she's going to stop that gezerah. She saw Esther at Am Israel, they're not praying for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're relying on her. Therefore, she invited Haman. Why? Because she wanted Am Israel to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Am Israel, they see that Esther, she's inviting Haman with Ahashverosh. What they going to say? We thought Ahot Sheyesh Lanu Beit HaMelech. We thought that we had the queen with us. And it looks like she became friendly with Haman. And she wants the Gezerah Chas V'Shalom. Therefore, Am Israel, they saw that we have no hope. Illanu al min sha'ain, illa ala binu sheba shamayim. Am Israel, they did Teshubah. And she also did Mesirut Nefesh. Esther Malka, she did this on purpose to make Am Israel do Teshuvah, because she knew the only solution that we have, you do Teshuvah. Anytime Am Israel go through Tzara, you do Teshuvah, Hashem is going to save us. But here, by Esther, the people they were saying, Ahot Yishlanu Beit HaMelech, no one took the Gezerah seriously. Therefore, she invited Haman, so Am Israel should do Teshuvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's from Am Israel's point of view, and from her side, Esther Malka, she did Mesirut Nefesh. She forgot about her pain. If she's going to go now to Ahashverosh, she's going to be a surah for Mordechai. Forget about this. She put everything on the side. The main thing is to save Am Israel. She had a lot of Mesirut Nefesh for Am Israel. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's what you're doing. That's what Am Israel are doing. For sure, I'm going to save you. Even though Haman, he wanted to make Gezerah, the Gemara Masechet Megillah said, Haim lo asu illa lepanim, afani lo asiti tam illa lepanim. Am Israel, they bowed down at the statue that Nebuchadnezzar did. Therefore, the Gezerah was on Am Israel. And since that, when they bowed down to the statue, the Gemara said, they were bowing down. Did they really believe in that Avodah Zarah? They only, out of fear, they bowed down. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he made believe as if he wants to destroy Am Israel, but of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Metzis Mina Harakim, is always watching Am Israel. So they have Ru'ay Ahad. So how could the Kibsa Ahad survive among 70 Zeebim? All Mut Olam, they are Bichol Dor Vador, Omdim Alenu Nechalotenu. How could we survive? Hakim tell us, if that Kibsa, she has a Ru'ay, she has a shepherd, the shepherd could save her from all 70 Zeebim. Am Israel, we have Ru'ay. Who's that Ru'ay? Ru'ay Israel Ha'azina. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have Ru'ay. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's saving, he's watching over Am Israel. Whatever Am Israel is going through, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always watching over Am Israel. Therefore, he did all these miracles at the time of Ahashverosh and Esther Malka. Therefore, Be'ez Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should also do miracles for us also. We should all be zoche. Lot Mashiach Haskenu. B'mehra b'yameinu. Amen b'yamein. Rabbi Hananam Nakshi Omer. Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Zekot Israel. Lefichach. Rabbi Hananam Zvot Shneimar. Adonai.